I'll begin with Somalia. Today's conference coincided with the halfway point of the roadmap to end the transition in Somalia, which spells out the steps for building a stable government after decades of erratic rule. On August 20th of 2012, the transitional federal government's mandate expires, and the international community has been clear that we do not support another extension. It is time to move forward to a more stable and unified era for the Somali people. Today, the international community and Somali political leaders discussed what needs to happen next, in particular the steps Somalis themselves agreed to in December, convening an assembly to approve a constitution, forming a new parliament, and electing a president and speaker. We also addressed the security dimension from piracy to al-Shabaab. We must all keep al-Shabaab on the run. That means making additional financial and training contributions to AMISOM, as the United States continues to do, and implementing the Security Council's ban on imports of Somali charcoal. Al-Shabaab's announcement recently that it has joined Al-Qaeda proves yet again it is not on the side of peace, stability, or the Somali people.